Welcome to the Motzei Shabbos shiur for Parshas Vayigash. We know that our Seder begins with the plea that Yehuda makes to Yosef, not yet realizing that it's Yosef, and he reviews the whole case and in fact asks for an appeal to the decision made by Yosef to keep the one in whose knapsack the goblet had been found at the end of last week's Seder, the cliffhanger at the end of last week. You know, that Yehuda told, rather Yosef told the brothers, no, I'm only going to keep the one in whose knapsack the goblet was found. The rest you can go back home. That'll work out great for you guys. And so Yehuda pleads the case, Vayigash of Yehuda, etc. It's interesting, what was Yehuda trying to do? Some of the Mefarshim are bothered. Yehuda didn't really say much, other than just reviewed the whole case. Right, they didn't, he just tried to appeal, so to speak, to Yosef's sense of perhaps mercy for the old sick father. We look in the Klei Ocher in source number 2 on Perek Mem Daled, the same Pasuk Yud Ches. It says, Al Kain Gamma Vikuach Zer Rotz Yehuda Lilchosh Be'ozno. He's emphasizing the words in the Pasuk, Yedaber Na'avdecha Dover Be'ozne Adoni. I want to speak to you, speak to your ears. And he says, I want to talk to you directly. That's what it seems to be saying. Well, Yichar Apocha, don't be angry, because Kikol Kas, maybe they toast. When people are angry, they tend to make mistakes, they don't think clearly, and so on. And he said, you know, look, in the third line, Kim Lifomim Ezer Moshel Tobit Varmish. But sometimes an officer or a judge makes a mistake in judgment. Yesh Gavoa, now Kol Gavoa, Bahu Amelech, right? The king is higher up, higher ranking. So you can always go to the king and appeal it. But you're Kichamocha Kefaro, there's nobody higher than you. Right, Yosef, you're like Pharaoh. That's what it means. You're like Pharaoh himself. So therefore, I want to speak to you directly. And the Beis HaLevi, without quoting this Sforno, elaborates. He says, what was Yehuda after? Again, Perek Mem Daled, Pasuk Yud Ches, in source 3. The Beis HaLevi says, you know, we have to note the fact that in Yehuda's speech, Kan lo matzino lo lo bakosh ve lo tane chadosha, rach chazoras hadvar mekotzer. All he did was review everything. He didn't present any new facts. But what he was doing is, he said, and of course, he's trying to point out that so many things here didn't make sense. All the questions you asked us, our answers, why you suspected that we were spies, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So look on the fourth line, the Beis HaLevi says, Be'olah bedas Yehuda du'ulai hamelitz asher b'neim, hu hama avis makalkil. Maybe, like we say in English today, something was lost in the translation. Remember that they weren't speaking directly to Yosef, because Yosef wasn't supposed to understand Hebrew. Okay, so there was some translator, right, the Meturgamon, a translator in between, who translated what they said. Yosef, Yehuda said, there's some mix-up here. He must have said something wrong, whether on purpose, not on purpose, but he must have said a mistake. I want to be able to speak to you directly. Okay, and he must have said, he must have said things which we didn't say, because the whole conversation, the whole conversation doesn't make sense. And that's what Yehuda was saying. There must have been some kind of mispresentation here. And I want to have an opportunity to speak to you directly. Then, Kichamocha Kiparo, so Beis HaLevi is building on the fact that Paro is supposed to know all the languages in the world, and so therefore Yosef is his must have also known. So let me talk to you directly. That's, I think, an interesting approach to the Beis HaLevi, that, you know, it must be that this case wasn't presented properly. So what we have here, basically, is a request from Yehuda to Yosef to reconsider and to listen to the case as I present it, so you can review the facts. So that's why I'd like to speak this evening. The title of the shiur, may one appeal the ruling of a Bezdin. Do we have such a concept in halacha, as you know, we have in the secular court system, at least in this country and in most countries, a court of appeals, right? There's an appellate court. And if you're dissatisfied with the judgment in a lower court, in many cases you can push the case up to a higher court, all the way to the Supreme Court. So does such a concept exist? We don't really find it. Presentation of that. That's what I talk about this evening, just to go through some of the sources on this. You look in Parshas Yisro, okay, there that the Torah presents the appointment of the judges by Moshe Rabbeinu with the advice of Yisro. In Shmos Perek Yud Ches, starting in Pasuk Chafalav, Yisro advises Moshe to summon people, Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meos, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asaros, to have officers over 1,000, a lower officer over 100, lower officer over 50, lower officer over 10, and in Pasuk Chavdeis, V'shoftos, V'chaleis, V'chal Adover, Agali, Yovi Alecha, V'chal Adover, Akaton, Yishpetu Hain. All the major matters will be brought to you, but they can handle the more minor matters, and that'll be easier for you. And in Pasuk Chavdala, Vayishma Moshe Kol Chosno, okay, Moshe listened, and indeed he selected men, and he appointed Sari Alofim, Sari Meo, Sari Chamish, and Saros, and with the understanding in Pasuk Chavav, the Shavto Samachaleis, they'll judge the people, as Hadavar Kashay Yivuna Moshe, the Chaladavar Katon Yishputuheim, right? The more difficult matters they'll bring to Moshe, and the simple matters they'll judge. Now, that doesn't necessarily sound like a court of appeals, but rather a court to handle some matters, simpler matters, and a court to handle more detailed matters. You look at, I didn't print it, but the Ramban in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim also implies that there were judges for each Shevet, right? It says Shoftim, Shotim, Titen, Lecho, Bechol, Shevatecha, Osharecha, and so on. And it says Lechol, Shevatecha, your tribes. So the Ramban says there were judges or courts over the whole tribe, but he implies that that's if some of the lower courts couldn't handle the matter. They didn't know the answer. They didn't know how to solve it. They would kick it up the line. But I do want to mention that the Sforno, at least, in his commentary there in Parshas Yisro, in source 5, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Atos Zech Samikol Am, so the Sforno writes, in the second line there, Ki I believe it has to do with judges and so on. Ki amram kishu dalam rega zolam al mizu hine yishpot hakaton rishona. The lower court, the smaller court, they'll judge first. The hatsoik al pasak dino, someone who was objects to the decision, to the verdict, Yitzhak Elagom, and he'll bring the case to a higher one. Umenasheni elashlishi, umenashlishi elarvi. So Sforno at least understands that what's being set up over here is what's similar to what we have is in a court of appeal system, an appellate system, where if somebody's dissatisfied with the verdict, you can kick it up the line to a higher court. Okay? But again, it's not, you know, there is this notion of an appellate court, but first of all, that may have been a special din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know that that's a halachic precedent necessarily for all time. Second of all, we have to bear in mind that Sforno is giving pshat and psukim. He's not offering a halachic position on the matter and so on. But at least it is, according to one authority, a precedent for having some sort of appellate system. So what I'd like to look at is, do we have such a system in our halachic system of having appeals and bringing cases to higher courts or to different courts and so on? So there is a Mishnah Adius, source number 6, where the Mishnah says, She'ein bezin yochal avatal, divrei bezin chaver, ad shigaru menah b'chochma minyan. Famous statement, which appears in other places, many other places, that a bezin is not allowed to undo or overturn a decision of another bezin unless they're greater b'chochma uva minyan. And the Mishnah says, if you have one, not the other, not good. It has to be both b'chochma uva minyan. It's difficult to understand exactly what that means. Someone unfortunately bothered. The Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah there in Adius, it's Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, source number 7. The Rambam says, Kavanas halachazushim haya bezin shekvar osa kedas yachid. If a one bezin ruled, even though they ruled according to a minority opinion, lo yuchal bezin acher lachlok alav, b'kach, a later bezin cannot disagree, cannot overturn or rescind that verdict. Okay? Kedas Hamarubim, even to follow what is the rove opinion. Elim Kain Minyano Yosef Bezin Akodem. They have a greater number of judges, a greater number of rabbinic authorities on the court. And also, Vyosef Chacham, they have greater wisdom. What does that mean? Klomar, Shahya Rosh Yeshiva Zeha Bezin Chacham Yosef Min Akodem. The chief of this Bezin, the Av Bezin, is known as a greater Talmud Chacham. If you're greater than that, then you can overturn the case. Tosos Yantav, not Mishnah Adius, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Source 8. Well, what does it mean to have a greater number, though? Okay, so he quotes the Bartanura, Pirish Harav Bartanura, Minyan HaTalmidim Shiva Shal Achron. It's a number because Lechora, Bezin always has the same number of people, right? So how do you have a Bezin with a greater number? So it doesn't mean the number of people on the Bezin, but the number of Talmidim, the number of, the Yeshiva, whatever. The one Bezin clearly has more Talmidim, more followers. That's a greater number. So the Rambam says, Gedolim Minyan. Again, the same question, right? How can you have a Gdolim Minyan? All the Bezin of the Sabbat, they didn't have the same number. So he says, Minyan Chach Me'ador She'eskimo, right? He has more followers or more people who agree with his position. And the Ravid says, B'minyan is Minyan Shonim. They're elder. They have more experience. Okay, Minyan is not the number of people, but the number of years that they've had an experience and that they're older. And so on. He said that points out that Rashi kind of mentions both in a different context. Rashi and Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah says in Source 9 that the seven things are true about a Chacham, one of which is Eino Medaber Bifnei Mishu Godel Mimeno B'Chachma. So Rashi there says B'Chachma means Shehirba Torah Yosef Mimeno. He has more Torah knowledge. Okay. And I guess he's going to mute because we're making some interference here. So, I say someone to mute if you haven't yet done so.
Pop the pig?
Yeah. Okay, one second.
So,
in any event, the Rambam, the Rashi there ever says, B'chochma means she'hir b'tori yosmen, he knows more Torah, and also b'minyan b'shonim b'gadol b'talmidim. Mentions both age and number of talmidim. Okay. Anyway, you see from that Mishnah, there is a concept of another bezin overturning, but there are limitations. It has to be gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan. All right. What is relevant to our case, perhaps, of whether there is a concept of appealing, is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, source number 11. The Mishnah states, Dine Mamonos, in case of Manotelo, Machzirin, Bein Lizchus, Bein Lechova. You can rescind the decision. You can reverse the decision whether, you know, to acquit or to charge or to convict, doesn't matter, as opposed to Dine Nefashas, okay, in capital cases, capital offense cases, you know, life and death cases, then you can only overturn the case to spare the person's life, not to convict him. Okay, I'm not interested in Nefashas now, but as Rashi explains there in 12, Sanhedrin Lama Beis Manalf, Machzirin, so Srin Es Adin, you can rescind the decision, reverse the decision, La'achar Shegmoro V'yadu Shato. Rashi throws in two important words, at least according to Rashi, v'yadu shato. The Bezdin themselves have to realize that they made a mistake. Okay, that's an important thing. It was a Bezdin. In the American system, as far as I know, and the lawyers can correct me, as far as I know, you know, the Court of Appeals can overturn the case. Doesn't matter. The original court will stick to its decision. Okay, they don't have to admit, oh, they made an error. Okay, they may feel, okay, well, we saw the case differently. But here, Rashi, at least, is saying, v'yadu shato. Then, machzirin es hadover, but not for capital cases. Now, the problem is this statement that you can overturn or rescind, at least under some circumstances, it sounds like, you know, perhaps that a higher court can overturn a lower court. This seems to be against the Mishnah in Bechoros, source 13, Bechoros Daf Chav Chesma Beis. The Mishnah says there, Donas Hadin, Zikas Achayav, Bechiev Es Hazakai. They judge the case, even if they convicted the innocent party and acquitted the guilty party, or Tima Es Hator, Vetir Es Hatome, it was a Tumen Tarashav, gave the wrong answer, Masha Osa Osui. What they've done is done. What's done is done. The verdict stands. Okay? And Yishalei mi beiso. But, you know, you cause monetary loss to somebody by misruling on the case. So the judge has to pay the person who lost to pay him for his loss. But v'imhoya mumcha lebezin, but if the guy was known as a great expert and a great mumcha, so then he's potter milushalim. Okay? Now, it sounds like the case can't be reconsidered. Okay? Even a mumcha, right? And the ptur is because of his stature. Okay, the person is a mumcha, so his ruling stands, which I don't go into in detail right now. But the Rashi explains over there because he can't say, and you accepted him because of his expertise, and therefore his ruling stands. But the bottom line is that in 13, the Mishnah in Bechoros says that once the verdict has been pronounced, then the rule stands, then the ruling stands. Okay, so the Gemara raises the stira. The Gemara 15, Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises contradiction. Our Mishnah back in source 11 says, Dine Mamonos Machzirin, that in monetary law cases, you can rescind or overturn the verdict. Okay, another Bezin can overturn the verdict. On the other hand, the Mishnah Bechoros says he can't. Masha also has a question, if to pay back, fine. But the case can't be overturned. The verdict can't be overturned. So what's going on? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel Aleph 15, or Minu, Donas Adin, Zikas, Chayv, Chivas, Azak, Vitimas, Atar, Tir, Satam, etc. Masha also Yishalim, Beso. It's a contradiction. So we have a number of answers in the Amorim. Amor Yosef, Lo Kasha. Kan Bemumcha, Kan Beshena Mumcha. The case in Sanhedrin is taught, which says that the case can be overturned. That's because of, we're talking about a Mumcha. Okay? The Mumcha, the case can be overturned, as Rashi explains there. And at 16, Mumcha, Yeshbo Lachzor. Yeshbo Koach Lachzor. Because the mumcha means that he has such expertise. He thought about it. He reconsidered his position. He knows so much. He thought he made one ruling and now he can reconsider. But somebody who's not really a mumcha is a regular person. So he's not going to reconsider. And the litigant can say, says Rashi 16, on Sanhedrin, I'm giving up, but mumcha, yesh bo koach lachzor, lemeim lebaldin, anoki time kamach dida avdinan. Abu she'ena mumcha, mocha mi emer the time of basua didach, ikar, dilma kama ikar. You're not such an expert. Maybe you change your mind. You change your mind now. You're wrong. You're right before. You can do that with a non-mumcha, not with a mumcha. So that's how Rav Yosef resolves this theory. He says one case is talking about an expert bezin, one thing is about an expert judge, one thing about a non-expert judge. Okay. The only thing is, the Gemara says, but still, that same Mishnah B'chorus of a mumcha, the Mishnah B'chorus says also you can't overturn. Mumcha machzirin, haksana mumcha bezin, potem l'shalim. So Rav Nachman gives a different teretz, or many assume that he's explaining Rav Yosef. So Amar Rav Nachman, this is critical for us, okay? Kan sheyesh gadol ha'emena b'chochma v'minyan, kan she'ein gadol ha'emena b'chochma v'minyan. In Sanhedrin, where it says the verdict can be overturned, that's because in Sanhedrin, we're talking about that there's another bezin around, which is greater and of a higher status than the original bezin. Then you can overturn the case. Okay, look at Rashi again. The case of the mumcha, still masha also, his rule stands. So how could it be that the case in in Sanhedrin 21, a mumcha, you can overturn it. The Mishnah Bechorah says even with a mumcha, the verdict stands. Masha also, also. So it says with Nachman, we're talking here in Sanhedrin, is Yesh Gadol Hemeno, the second last Rashi on the page 16. Yesh Gadol Hemeno, also Gadol Machzir Dvarav, Shozed the Yesh Bokoch Levatel. Okay? Now, he can overturn the case. At least with a mumcha, we can overturn the case. If he's not a mumcha, some say he can't overturn the case because what's the difference? The litigant won't lose. We want to protect the dignity of Bezin. Again, not our issue so much right now, but the chap of Rav Nachman is that there is a higher court in the mix. Yesh Gadol Hemeno, but Ein Gadol Hemeno, if there's no greater court, so they can't overturn it because, again, the litigant can say, who are you to overturn it? I went to this Bez, and this is how they ruled. If you're not greater, you're not of any higher status than they are. So good, you reviewed the case, came to a different conclusion. Have a nice day. I'm allowed to listen to the court that I went to. Okay, and even if the court said, well, no, we reconsidered, it's too late. They gave their psak. Okay, so therefore, according to Rav Nachman, it sounds very much like indeed there is the possibility of having a verdict overturned, at least if there isn't the present, if there is present another bezin of higher status. Okay. Now, continuing in the Gemara, in the third line of 15, that's all this Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel. Rav Sheshes Omar, he gives a different answer. He says, Kan Shetobid Bar Mishnah, Kan Shetobid Shikol Hadaz. It depends on the nature of the error of the bezin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about that the mistake was Bidvar Mishnah. Dvar Mishnah means some clear-cut law, a clear-cut din. The Bezin simply erred on a clear-cut din. That can be overturned. But Kan and Bechorus is Shetob B'Shikol Hadas. Shikol Hadas, we'll see in the Gemara in a second. Shikol Hadas means that it's a Domar of Shesh, Amar Basi, Tob Dvar Mishnah, Chozer, Tob B'Shikol Hadas, Eino Chozer. Shikol Hadas means that you have to evaluate. Okay, the Gemara will explain what it means. Dvar Mishnah is something which is clear in the Mishnah. They made a mistake. It's a clear-cut din. Shikol Hadas, but more of a judgment call. So it's a judgment call. So then the other bezin can't overturn it. Another bezin cannot overturn it. Now the Gemara elaborates what's meant by Tavid Var Mishnah. It has to be in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara asks. They asked Amar Le Ravina Rav Ashi, Afilu Tavid Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. What if it's not in the Mishnah, but it's in the Tosefta was compiled by Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia, generation or so, the next generation after the Mishnah. What about that mistake? Is that called Klikotin? Amar Le'in, yes, that's also Klikotin. How about Afilu with the Rav Shmuel? What about an argument between Rav and Shmuel? They mixed up that also. Is that also called Tavid Rav Mishnah? Amar Le'in, yes. So then Ravina said to Rav Ashi, what about me and you? Afilu with the Ravina Rav Ashi. What if they made a mistake on something that we ruled on, even us? So he answered, Amar Leia, Amar Otto Anan Katli Kaneba Agmanan. That's the Aramaic equivalent of what are we, chop liver? Okay. Basically, says, what are we, farmers who cut the reeds in the swamp? What are we, we clean out the swamp? We're also important. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara then asks, Hechi domi shikol hadas, what's shikol hadas? Amar papa, go trey tanoim, trey ma'amorai de pligad, that it's machokes, amoraim, machokes, tanoim, whatever. Below itmar hilchas alo kemar, velo kemar. The halach is not clearly established in favor of one or in favor of the other. The ikri v'ovid kechad menai, this guy, this peasant, passed him like one of them. The sugud de shmaitza azli ki'idach, most hold the other way. But it's not a clear cut ruling. That's shikol hadas. So tob is shikol hadas. That's the Mishnah in Bechorus. You can't overturn that because who says it's wrong? If it's a toss between Mishnah, but the Mamish made a mistake on a clear cut din, so they made an error because they were wrong. The Bezin made a mistake. The only human, they made a mistake. That can be overturned. Okay, but if it's Tov B'Shikol Hadas as a judgment call, it's not really clear, then it can't be. And finally, a little bit later in the sugya, Rav Chisda gives a different solution to the stira altogether. He says, Rav Chisda Amar Kan Shenoto Venosu Miyad, Kan Shelo Noto Venosu Miyad. I have the Rashi that fills in. Basically, what it means is, did the judge right away, and after ruling, insist, you have to pay him $1,000. I'm taking $1,000 from you right now and giving it to him. And $1,000 on the table, I'm giving it to him right now. As opposed to saying, okay, oh. This is the way I rule. This is the way I rule.
You're a good hitter, Zebby.
This is the way I... Just a moment. This is the way I rule, and you take care of it afterwards. So it's not as strident a decision. But in any event, at least from all of this is clear that at least according to Rav Nachman, okay, is the one who said, there's a difference. Are we dealing with the presence of another bezin nearby or not? At least according to Rav Nachman, there is a concept in it to appeal the decision to a higher court. That's what And that's what emerged in that sugya. And the truth is, this is Rav Nachman Lashito. So there's a Gemara in Ksubas, Rav Nunam Beis, source 17. The Gemara says, "Have a uvdu ben hardah, but don't dine it in hardah." It was a case in the hardah, and the judges pask in a certain way. Rashi explains, "Lozer ben metaltel." And the particulars of the case, not so important for us, has to do with orphan girls. The father died, so they have to take from his estate to provide for. What exactly can they use it? It's for the range for her marriage. What about providing food? Anyway, the details are not important. You can look it up if you want. Ksubas Nunam Beis. So they pask in a certain way in the hardah, and they pask in Pumadis, Agvir of Chanabar Bizna. Chanabar Bizna pask in that way in Pumadis. And Omalu of Nachman, and of Nachman said, "Zilo Ahadru, it's wrong. You have to give the money back, you know, to the estate. I'm going to take you, I'm going to seize your house and give it to them as payment." In other words, Rav Nachman overruled their decision. Okay. Now Tosas says, why did Rav Nachman overrule the decision? Tosas said, "Ksubas Nunam Beis 19. Toin Ridvar Mishnah Choshev Rav Nachman." Rav Nachman assumed that they made a mistake in a clear-cut law. So at least in such a case, Rav Nachman is holding there's room for an appeal. Now the truth is, Hubaatzma Hayala Hakzar Din. He could have done it himself. He could have overruled the din. He didn't do that. He told the Bezin, "You guys go and overrule the din." Okay. He told that to the Bezin, but so why didn't he do it himself? So Tosa says, because Ela Shabali Din Lo Hayu Shomer Lo Kemod L'Dayan and L'Chach Komar L'Huzi Lo Hadru. He felt that people not listened to him, they listened to the Bezin that they were familiar with, so he told them to handle it. That's the sugya Ksubas Nunam Beis. A similar sugya in Bavakami Yudbeis Amar Aleph, also involving Rav Nachman 20. Have a uvda ben ardo, have a agudan and ardo, have a uvda, same players. Have a uvda pumudisa, have a agver of the Chanabar business, same players. Amr of Nachman, zilo adru, give money back, vilo, agminlo, lachu, lapu, naichu, I'll take your house away and so on. And the Rashi says, again, the Ger also dealing with orphans, not with the girls, a different case. Okay, again, the particulars on importance. So it's interesting that the Shita Mikubetz is there in Bubakama. The Vyura Mibes quotes the Rikatz 22. He says, Tosas said back in source 19, Tosas in Ksubas Nunam Beis said that the reason Rav Nachman told the earlier court, "You guys, you better reconsider, you better re-rule, right? You better, because otherwise I'm gonna take your stuff away, right? You better rescind your decision." Why did Rav Nachman tell him that? Why did Rav Nachman not do it himself? So Tosas said, just a technicality. He figured they wouldn't listen to him, so he told them to do it. You know, the litigants wouldn't listen. Who's he? He wasn't involved in the case, so therefore he just told them to do it. But the Shita Kubetz says no. It's because the Tzarech, the second line of 22, Tzarech sheyachzu hadayanim v'yomru to'inu. The judges have to say we made a mistake. So that's different. Okay, and the Cholzman from he says you can't overrule as the judges of the original Bezin. They have to be the ones to say, "Listen, we think we made a mistake over here." But Raya Mikan, the Omer of Nachman Dayan and Lebachov Lo Omer. That's why Rav Nachman told them they have to reconsider. So at least according to the Shita Kubetz says, we don't have any Raya from these cases that there's a court of appeals. Okay, it's with the Bezin themselves have to undo it. Right, again, Tzorach Shiachzu Dayanim. The Omer Tain, it only works if the Bezin himself admit their mistake and say we have to reconsider the case. You can't have that. The way Tosas learned in the earlier Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun, Tosas says, no, it sounds like you can overrule no matter what. There's technical reasons if Nachman told them to handle it. But anyway, we do have these Gemaras, but I stress again that it's all according to the Shita of Nachman. There is another Gemara in Ksubas Pei Dalam and Beis. The Gemara says, "Don't dine at Kerb Tarfon." A certain judge ruled like in a case like Kerb Tarfon. The Hadre Reish Lakish lived in Minayu, and Reish Lakish reversed the decision. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he's a special Torah. He did the right thing, okay? Because they believe that Rabbi Kiva again, it was halacha looking Rashi. It was a halacha. The first judge dying ruled like Kerb Tarfon, and then Reish Lakish turned around. By Hadre Luv, the Sovel of Kerb Kiva, the Lo Mahane Tvisa. Again, the details of the case are not important, but he overruled the verdict. Okay, and Rashi explains because he held that Rabbi Kiva was a situation of halacha which we see like Tovid Var Mishnah, and therefore he overruled it. So it's interesting, based on this Gemara Ksubas, the Yad Rama in Sanhedrin, that's not the Rama on the Shulchan Aruch, but Rebbe Halevi, one of the Rishonim, it's verse 25, the Yad Rama, Dimamaskal Pisre Dini, he also seemed to say, Mustabrali, the Hocham Ayaskin could go into Ahu Beidina, Gufe the toy goy kavoy hashtalam hadabay. The Bezin, like the Shita Kubetz said, that the Bezin has to recognize their mistake. So, but at least we have a Shita of Rav Nachman at least the way some learn Rav Nachman, that we have a mukor for some kind of an appeal process. Rav Nachman says if there's a greater court available, you can appeal it. Again, some of the Rishonim learn that even Rav Nachman's quite limited. It has to be that the first court themselves rescinds their decision, they recognize their error. But according to the way others learn, at least the way the Tosus in Ksubas and Daf, what was that Tosus? Daf Nun, at least according to that Tosus, and Afnun Tosus says it sounds like Rav Nachman felt he could undo it himself. He could overrule the person himself. So we do have two ways to learn Rav Nachman. At least according to one way, Rav Nachman is advancing the possibility that there is a concept of an appellate court. Another relevant Gemara in this discussion is the Gemara Nida Chaf Amud Beis. Okay, interesting Gemara. The Gemara has Yalta. Now, Yalta is a woman. Happened to be, as coincidence would have it, the wife of Rav Nachman. Okay, so Yalta. I see Dama Lakame de Rabba Barbachanan. Al Yalta once brought a Dam Nida, you know, a Mara, a Shaila, and Dam Nida to Rabba Barbachanan. Some discussion, why did she ask her husband? But she didn't. Okay. He's not gave a Dabra, whatever. So she brought the Shaila, a Nida Shaila, to Rabba Barbachanan, a Tamila. And Rabba Barbachanan said Tommy, and she said Nida. He says no good. Hadar I see Lakame de Yitzhak Bered of Yehuda. But then she brought the same Shaila to Yitzhak Bered of Yehuda, Vidachila, and he said it was okay. Tar. Okay. So Gemara asks, Hecha, how could Yitzhak Bar Yehuda do that? Well, Tanya, we mentioned this before, Chacham Shatime Eincha, or something similar, Chacham Shatime Eincha Ver Shalatayr, Asar Eincha Ver Shalatayr. Once a rabbi is ruled one way, another rabbi is not authorized to rule the other way. Okay? So the Gemara says, Meikara Tamuya Havmitamare. Rav Yitzhak Bar Yehuda also initially said that it was Tame, like Rabbi Barchana. She told the Rabbi Barchana said this, so he said, I agree. But, Kevin the Omar Omrale the Choyoma Havin Matkile Ki Haid Gavna. But once she told him, you know, Rabbi Barchana was an old man apparently at that time. And she said, I always asked him this type of Shaila, this color, this type of Mara. And he always said it was okay. So I'm thinking to myself, Idna, who the Chosh Beinim, his eyes are bothering him, he's not seeing so well. So therefore, after that, Yitzhak Ben Huda changes position. Okay, now, where does that come from? That you're not allowed to overrule somebody else. So that's the Gemara about Azara. That was Zainab and Aleph 28. Tonarbon. Benishal Achoch, Hanishal Achoch Mitine. Lo Yishal Achoch Mitine. You can't go shopping around. If you ask a shout out to one rabbi and he says no good, you can't go, I'm going to ask a different rabbi. Maybe he'll say it's okay. Can't go to Achoch Mitine. Lo Yishal Achoch Mitine. And if there are two, they're both there, then you have to figure out who's greater. And if not, you have to follow the Machmer, at least in the very Torah, and make it in the Dere Ranan. Okay. Anyway, on that Gemara, the Ran on the back of the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, to the Ran on the Rif, Daf Aleph and Beis, going over to Daf Beis and Aleph in the pages of the Rif. So the Ran first says, the reason why you're not allowed to go, I didn't print this part, but the Ran says, another says this too, the reason you're not allowed to go around shopping is because it looks like two Torahs. This rabbi said, yeah, that rabbi said, no, this one said, you know, that ruins the whole system. Everyone's going to think, two different Torahs, you know. But that he quotes the Ravid, cost of a Ravid. So the reason why you can't do it has a more lumdish reason. Because once you ask the Shaila to one Rav, and that Rav said it's Usur, then that's called Kevin the Asur Rishon Shavya Chaticha de Sur. Beshuv Ein Laheta. It's as if you took a neder and you considered it. Yes, is this meat kosher or treif? Okay. And the rabbi answered, it's treif. Okay. So it's since you went to him with the Shaila, it's as if you took a neder, shavya nafshe chaticha disur, as if you proclaim that I consider this also now. It's like a neder, it's the power of a neder. That's why you asked that rabbi. That's why you asked him, because you trusted his decision. So therefore, it's like, therefore you can't overturn it. That's what the Ravid says. If that's the case, then certainly in these type of shalas, there's no room for an appeal, because the ruling of the first decision stands. And that really sounds very much, again, you can read the rest of the Ran, but that's why, okay? Because you've accepted this rabbi's psak. So if he says that it's also, then it's also. Okay? And that's as if Shavei Nafshei Chaticha D'Issur. Now you consider this, a different rabbi now says that it's mutar. Okay, but I didn't ask a different rabbi. I asked this rabbi. You're not supposed to shop around. But sometimes, my wife always used to, still does. And sometimes people call me the Shaila. So I tell them, well, some people say like this, when it's proper. Some people say like this, some people say like that. But you're asking me, here's what I think you should do. So my wife always, if she hear me on the phone, she asks me, what do you mean if they're asking you? They are asking you. That's why they called you. So what do you mean if you're asking me? You know, okay, you're right. So I do tell them what I feel, but I also want people to know that sometimes it's a different opinion, because in a community like ours, a different Rabbanim. So one way or the other, it's a, you know, so I don't want this one. I said no. Or I said yes, and the rabbi, her neighbor, asked the same shaila too, said differently. So the Tabas home was good. He told me it's no good. So anyway, that's why I always tell people if there are more than one opinion, I let people know, and then I tell them what I think. Okay. Anyway, this is similar to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, a famous mission, not a Gemara, a famous mission in Rosh Hashanah. But again, but the implication of that run based on that Ravid is there's no room for an appeal. You've accepted the decision of the Bezin that you went to or the rabbi that you went to. That's it. So many people are familiar with this mission in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Chof Dalam and Bey is going over to Chof Hayam and Aleph, number 30. This was a Kiddush HaChodesh situation. We all know the story about this. All right, what happened? Two Adam came and they said, in the morning we saw the moon over here and then we saw the other moon over there. It's impossible. Okay, so the Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said that Adam Sheker Haim and Rabbi Wheel accepted him. And then they came another case, a case where Ra'inu Bismano Belel Ibur Lo Nira. They came and they said, we saw the moon at the proper time, which is after day 29, right? After day 29, it's supposed to appear. So we saw it the night of the 20, night after 29, Erev of the 30. And the next night we didn't see it. It wasn't cloudy. The next night there was no moon. It's impossible, right? If it was not that it was cloudy. You know, if they saw the moon one night, the new moon, then it's got to be the next night too if it's not cloudy. So that's what Bedosa Verhurkana said, it is Shekharim. Because how can you say, he gave an example, how can you say, everyone tells, oh, such and such a woman had a baby. And the next day, they all saw her. She had a big belly out the ears. I mean, she didn't have the baby yet, right? You can't say she had the baby and then show up with a big belly, right? So, therefore, it's impossible. Same thing here, too. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree with you. And this is where Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, I insist you got to come with me, with your money and your wallet and all your stuff on the day that comes out Yom Kippur, according to calculation. Remember this mission? My famous mission, Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yeshua was humiliated by it. And this, later on, Mar Bracha said, this is one of the cases where Rabbi Gamliel humiliated Rabbi Yeshua. And this ultimately led to Rabbi Gamliel being impeached temporarily from the role of the Nas. And a famous mission. But Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkos. Rabbi Akiva came to Abdosa ben Hurkanus, okay, and he found him very depressed because there was a little Paskin against him. And he said, look, we have a rule, Elamo de Hashem. I put the Pasuk, 33. Elamo de Hashem, Parashem over Yikra Parachov Gimel, Pasuk Galad. Elamo de Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh, Yatikro Samo Adam. Okay, so it's up to the Bezin to determine when the holidays are, that's it. And then he came to Rabbi Yeshua and he said to Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry, that's what he said to Hurkanus, he said in the last two lines of 30, that mission in Rosh Hashanah, now this is on Chav Ches and Ranal, he's Amar Lo, in Bayin Anu Lodon Achar Beis Dino Shor Gamliel, Tzvichim Anu Lodon Achar Kol Bezin U Bezin Sh'amar B'mos Moshe Ad Achshav. If we're going to start scrutinizing and examining the decision of this Bezdin that Rabbi Gamliel was in charge of, he paskin. We cannot now come back and start saying, but maybe made a mistake. Otherwise, you're going to have to go and rescind the decision and re-examine the decision of every Bezdin from Moshe Rabbeinu on. Right? The answer is once a Bezdin is ruled, then a Bezdin is ruled. And therefore, it seems to be there's no room for it. They don't make an appeal. Okay, once the Bezin rules, and a later Bezin implying even a bigger Bezin, even if there are more Talmid Chachamim. But it doesn't matter. You can't now start. We're going to start examining. We're going to take out a Sefer. We're going to take out the rulings of the Bezin and the Sefer and look at everything that they paskin and everything that they said and re-examine the case. The Dabba Shainal Sofi. You have to overturn many, many halachas. Many of us who are creative enough can probably find things wrong with a Bezin from an earlier day. We can't do that. Yeah.
So the concept of Talbis, though, when it comes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the 71 based in, do they function as a Supreme Court effectively to hear?
According to this approach we're taking now, they would not. They would maybe, like we said earlier, if the lower court couldn't handle
it. Minyan, we talked about
But it does not seem as an appeal according to these approaches. We'll see.
That's what I'm wondering. It seems
It's not an appellate. The mission in Sanhedrin says it was a certain case that went to them right away that they had to deal with, which the lower but they didn't deal with. Okay, but not as an appellate system. That's what it looks like from here. Once the ruling is there, it's there.
That's what I'm thinking also.
Again, we had Rav Nachman who did say that a Bezin of a greater authority, of a higher authority, a Bezin can overrule. We had it, Rav Nachman. But as we saw, and we'll see in a moment, there are other Amoraim in that sugya who explained the sugya differently than Rav Nachman. There was a chisa. So we'll get back to that. One other point. Tosas and Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin and Aleph. So we'll start with Tosin Nida, Chaf and Beis, the story with Yalta. Forget for a moment about the Bezin. Why was Yalta, after she got her ruling, allowed to go to that other rabbi? She went first to Rabbi Bar Chana, and he said, this Mara is no good, so you're Nida. So then she went to, who was it, Ritzel Mar Yehuda. How could she do that? Yesh Mak Shal Yalta, see 34. Digma Maska Agmar Samach, 34. Chop and Vez in Nida. Agmar Samach. Yesh Mak Shal Yalta. Hechi of the Hachi. Ho Amrina per Kamar Shabazar. Hanishal Chacham, you're not allowed to do it. Right? So how could she go to somebody else? So Yesh Lomar, listen to Tosis. Dikpeda Lohavi Ashoel El Achacham. The litigant, you can ask whoever you like. Ask them, right? No problem with the litigant going around asking. The Chacham, the Rav, the Dayan. Okay, he's not allowed to overturn. But our shul, you saw Kol Mashiyitza. We talk Kachi Dakti Vadover. Pamim Shah Rishon Toa Vyitza Vadover Laura. Or maybe it'll turn out the first time mistake, and he'll acknowledge his mistake. He'll realize that he made a mistake. Okay, so this being the case, according to this, one can appeal a decision because Yalta did. It's not going to do much usually because the later Bez is not going to overturn it unless there is a blatant error, and that's what I get to, okay, which we'll get to. Maybe there's some blatant error that will, because I'm going to ask another Bezdin, they'll point out you made a blatant error, and the first Bezdin will agree to rescind or to reconsider the case. That's something else, okay? So then you can overrule or override, you know, something at least where there's an absolute, you know, a clear-cut mistake, okay, even without the first one's consent. That's what it looks like. It looks, there was no problem with Yalta going and asking a different rabbi. Okay, no problem. She could do it. The other rabbi is not supposed to overturn it. That's true. So most of the time, it's not going to be productive, unless, as we're suggesting, there's some sort of error.
That's so every rav should have to say to the person asking the question, "Did you ask anybody else yet?"
Well, 1 second. So good. So now look at the Tosafot. I'm going to ask people to hold off the question at the end. Okay, because I want to be able to finish on time. But you look at 35, the Tosafot of Avodah Zarah, on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibamas Hanishal Chacham. Makavim Tomar. B'chilo Yishal L'chol Chacham V'yadun Zayim Zeh. Ula, so he says, Yesh Lomar De'eno Oster Ela L'shoel. And here's your point. Im lo yodia lo kvar sha'alti l'ploni. V'oster li. Aval im omer lo kvar sha'alti ploni chacham mutar. This Tosa says it a little differently. You can ask another rabbi, but you've got to tell the second rabbi or the second bezin, I already checked with someone. He said like this. You got to let them know at least that much. And therefore, so that's a question. Does the rabbi have to ask? Did you ask somebody else? Or did, you know, do you have to be able to say it yourself? Okay, you have to tell them yourself. According to this Tosa, the first bezin, okay, their consent is needed. In other words, the first you have to tell them. I can rescind the verdict as long as I tell them that they made a mistake. So that's two different ideas. Lemaisa, though, again, even though we saw that Rav Nachman ruled a certain way, but the Rif doesn't paskin like Rav Nachman, and that's Sugi and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel. Look in 46, the Rif in Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph and Beis, the page of the Rif, says, V'kaimelon k'Rav Chista. We paskin like Rav Chista. Remember, Chista said this. Remember the stira between the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, which says you can overturn a case, at least in monetary law, and the Mishnah Bechor said you cannot overturn it. So we had different answers to the stira. So if Nachman gave a teretz, yeah, it depends if there's another bezin around that's going to be Chochmah Minyan, then it's okay. But that's not the answer that seems to be accepted. The Rif says we paskin like Rav Chista, whose answer was it depends. Did the judge immediately seize the property, seize the money, and give it over, and so on? And he writes at the end because. Rav Nachman's approach was rejected. Same thing with Meiri. And Sanhedrin Lam Gimel Alf and Hakamara 37. Gdolei Poskim Pasku Keterutza Shor Chista. Bechein Ein Halachik Rav Nachman. So if Rav Nachman was the one, and that's those other Gemaras we saw in Ksubas and Baba Kama, who, you know, Rav Nachman says you got to overturn it, that was Rav Nachman. But it appears that perhaps you don't paskin like Rav Nachman. And indeed, there is a Gemara in Baba Basra. There is a Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Lakuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Beis Din Basar Beidina or Beidina Basar Beidina Lo Daiki. A Bezin does not scrutinize or examine the decision of another Bezin, but they don't do that. You don't get involved. Now the Rashbam gives you the background to the case there in Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Rambam 39, Dumasul Mashani. He said the case of the Chalitza. You know what a chalitza, right? That sometimes you have a situation where a man died and you know, no children. So the widow is supposed to marry the brother of the deceased. Okay. So the widow is supposed to marry the brother of the deceased. But if they don't want to, or she doesn't want to, he doesn't want to, they both don't want to, whatever, you do chalitza. It's a whole ceremony where the brother of the deceased spits on the floor and takes off the shoe, a whole story. And the Gemara says that the bezin supervisor, the chalitza, has to know the parties involved, has to be familiar with the parties involved. Okay, and the Rashbam explains, because otherwise a later Bezin that they're going to come to for details in this case is going to assume that the first Bezin must have checked it out and so on. So because the later Bezin does not scrutinize the actions of earlier Bezin, that's why the first Bezin has to make sure they have all the facts straight. Okay, I'm oversimplifying, but that's the case over there. So according to that, again, a later Bezin does not examine the case of an earlier Bezin or the ruling of an earlier Bezin. That's Beit Dina Basa, Beit Dina Lo Daiki. Based on this, the Rosh has a Tshuva in 40. Tshuva HaRosh Klal Pei Hei Simen Hei. The Rosh says, he was asked a question, Umasha Bikashtuni Imiro Elishim HaPshara Kayemes, the case with the Pshara that came with orphans. Again, the detail's not important. They asked the Rosh the question. The Rosh said, I examined the case, and lo yadati loma sheltuni alzeh. I don't know why you're asking me this question. I see what the Dayanim said. They considered all the cases. What are you asking me for? Okay. The Dayanim already paskin, and they agreed to rule in this and this way. So what are we doing? What am I? Loma sheltan lifsok pamacheres. Din shenifsa kvar beidina bas beidina lo daiki. He quotes this Gemara. What are you asking me to review the case for? There was a perfectly legitimate bezin that took care of the case, and they paskin how they paskin. That was it. So what are you asking me to get involved? And he writes after the three dots there, and it's Tshuva HaRosh Klal Pei Simen Hei. But lo yitochen li lichtov psak acher al din shepaskin kvar noshim dolim nechvadim. What are you saying? I'm not going to paskin a case that's already been paskin. So therefore, you see from that rush also, there's no appeals. What are you appealing? It was a valid Bezdin, a qualified Bezdin. They ruled X, Y, and Z. So what are you asking me to get involved in? That's the rush, right? One of the Gedolei Hador. And now you're right, of course. There's something unclear. Oh, there was some, you have new information. That's a different story. Other than that, I'm not going over the case. You see from that rush also, that's very questionable to go over or rescind the case. The Rambam, in Hilchos Eidos, Ram writes in Hilchos Eidos, Perk Vav Alocha Dalin. Okay, Alocha Dalin just sets up the Bez Velukri, writes in Alocha Hey, sets up some of the dinner Bez and Shekosa have to write down. This is our case and so on and so forth. Ula Olam Alocha Hey, Ein Bezdin Bodkin Acher Bezdin Acher. Perk Vav of Hilchos Eidos Alocha Hey. You know, you read Alocha Dalin just sets up what the Bezdin does. But then he says, Ula Olam Ein Bezdin, or he said, but the important line in Vav in Alocha Dalin is, She'ein Chos Le Bezdin Shema Yitu. We don't suspect maybe the Bezdin made a mistake if it's a qualified Bezdin. And then he writes in Alocha Hey, Ula Olam Ein Bezdin Bodkin Acher Bezdin Acher. One Bezdin does not overrule or examine or scrutinize one other bezin. They assume that they know what they're doing. So that's what the Rambam paskens as well. Now it is true that in Hilchos, that's in Hilchos Eidos. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam also says, first of all, he paskens in Halacha Gimel, you'll see like Rav Chista. In that case from before, he paskens like Rav Chista, who said that we don't overturn the case im nosav and nosam biyad. If the judge, as I said before, seizes the property right away, then we say Masha Asa Asa. Okay? So he passed him there, also not like Rav Nachman. Now, Halacha Vav, he does leave the room for an appeal, but he says, Shnayim Shnis Atzum Din, and so on. He does leave the room for an appeal because he says in the second line of Halacha Vav, Vim Omar Kisvu Tuli, I want to see, if the litigant says to the judge, I want to see a written record of why you ruled this way. My time, why is that Tam Dantuni? Why did you judge me this way? Shema Taisa, maybe I made a mistake. And the judges do have to provide that. And that is mashma, that you can take the din to a written thing to an appeal. Okay? But then he writes, here we come to your point, see, in Halacha Zayin, Bamedvar Mamurim, and it's different. One second. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So then at the end of Vav, Im Hutzach Lishol Dom Bezin Agodos Yerushalayim, it sounds like you can go to the Bezin Agodos Yerushalayim with an appeal. However, he says, that's in Halacha Zayin Medvar Mamushara Dinim Shizetom Zetom. It's a certain type of dinim, but the Malve, who's a plaintiff, can take the Bezdin. The Rambam does allow the plaintiff, not the defendant, but the plaintiff to take the case to a higher court. But it sounds like he's talking about in the days of a Bezdin HaGadol, and it sounds like the Bezdin HaGadol can overrule it. So, Tzvi, the answer to your question is maybe could be that the Bezdin HaGadol did have that right, so to speak, to overrule. Overrule the earlier bezin. Now halacha test, he writes, and don't think it was only the bezin or gadol, but look carefully. V'chein hadin b'zman hazeh. This is the din b'zman hazeh. Now there's no bezin or gadol, but there are greater bate din. So the Rambam writes, but that may be just in the initial case, that may not be appeal. That may be I can decide I want to go to the greater bezin, before, not this lower bezin. It's one of the litigants could say, no, no, you want to take me this bezin? No, no, I don't want to go to this bezin. I want to go to a higher quality bezin, a higher ranking bezin. That's allowed even bizman hazeh. And the Rambam writes, b'chein hayu maisim b'chol yom b'sfarad. That's the way it's done in Sfarad. It's not clear that the, it could be that the Rambam still maintains that as far as an appeal is concerned, the appeal is only to the bezin agadol, is only to the bezin agadol, and that wouldn't apply today. Now, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in the Dark Moshe quote an additional tshuva from the Rosh. So again, it's not clear from the Rambam, because I call your attention back to Eidus, Paragvav, Hilchos Eidus, Paragvav, Al-Khahei, Ulo'olam ein bezin bodkin achar bezin achar. Okay, one bezin can't scrutinize another bezin, passing back to the Or, but on the other hand, here he allows it. But it could be, I'm just suggesting, it could be allows only for the bezin to go to a bezin agoro in the days when there was a bezin agoro. As far as what he says, that this is the din bezman hazeh too, that's only in agreeing to go to a higher bezin to hear the case initially. So it could be such a chiluk. The Beis Yosef and the Ramoa, Beis Yosef and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Yud Beis, okay, on the tour, and the Dark Emosha and the Dark Emosha are cut to both in the Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chof, Os Beis, and in Simon Chof, Hey, as well. They quote from a tshuva from the Rosh, not from that tshuva of the Rosh I mentioned before, but from a different tshuva of Rosh, in a sefer called Chazei HaTrufa. It's a collection of tshuvas in the Rosh. It's not printed in the regular tshuva of Rosh. Okay, it's actually printed in the back of some of the tshuvas of Chidor. They reprinted. But anyway, it says Kosev tshuva shebesof sefer Chazei HaTrufa, Ruvain v'Shimon shebo lebezdin bo ledin, and one of them was Zakkai, and the other one said, "I want to go to another bezdin." Eino zakuk lo leiredim ledin. The other litigant does not have to go. He does not have to go. The case is taken care of already. And again, the ein gam ein bezdin rashai lishma dvar of klal. The second bezdin should not even listen to the case. Okay, the second bezdin can't even hear the case. If it was already decided, that's it. And that's the Ramah brings that as well, as I say, both in 44 and 45, Choshen Mishpat, Simachov, and Simon and Chafheb in the Dark Emotion, that any din which was already passed, and again, it quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, and it's looking at 45, Shekvar Nifsak Beidina Basra Beidina Lo Daiki. We don't follow that, okay? The second Rosh, by the way, in 45, is quoting the Tshuva, the second Ramah, rather, is quoting the first Tshuva we saw. But in both places, the Rosh seems to say you don't rescind, reconsider a case. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Dalet, Choshen Mishpat, Siv Dalet, with Ramor writes, towards the end of that last line, Bekol Shekanim Omer, he acknowledges, if you write, you say, I want to see, Kisuli Me'ezatam Dantuli, I want to see, why did you judge the case in this particular way? All right, so you're allowed to do that. But, and then he makes a distinction, we spoke to Din, we were forced, but then he made some important distinctions. And even when you write it down, they don't have to write down every proof, fine. But towards the end, like two lines in the bottom of that, it says, "Ve'ein tzrichim lichlo elam bezin kot lebezin goro." Of a bezin goro, a higher bezin doesn't have to do it. But here, the point is that if it's a lower or inferior bezin, it seems like the Ramah does allow an appeal. So that's its theory. Because the Ramah here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Simi Yudalad, Siv Dalad, to say that, you know, a lower bezin can be forced to write down their reason, implying that you can take it to a higher bezin. And yet, in the Dark Emosha, both in Simchav and in Simchav Hey, Dark Emosha quoted from two different tshuvos from the Rosh, who seems to say you can't take it. So we have a little bit of a steer. Hold the thought about the steer. The Sma, there is an ayin on the side of the page, one of the commentaries on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat. The Sma writes in Chav Dalad, he says, again, once you've accepted one bezin, so you can't expect that they're going to overturn their decision. And we assume, as he writes in the whole bezin yofa, kashoman hatanas, yodin lifso. We assume every bezin knows what they're doing. It's a good idea to write down the decisions. The Shalach quotes in Parshat Mishpat, in the Torah Or section, Oslam, the test 48. Klal Chamishi writes, La'achag Mardin, Royal Adayin, Shomar Adin, B'tam Vassar, Mezatam, Don, Kach. The Dayanim should write down why they pasuk that way. Makes sense to write down why they pasuk that way. And the Shulchan Aruch in some new tests, he pays, Shal Echad Baladin, Shayichtu Lopsak, you should write it down. And but nonetheless, the Sma in Sukkot and Beis and the Shach in Sukkot and Gimel 15:51 both say clearly that you cannot listen to another decision. There is no appeal. The Tashbates says in one of his Shuvas 52, Chachel Gimel Sum Kuf Samachay, he says, "Ain Koch Bezin Levatel Din Shadon Bezin Imlo Shayoda Bezin Shutoa." Unless the first Bezin says, "Look, maybe we made a mistake. We want you to look into it. That's something else." Okay, and if they're not alive anymore, you can't do it for sure. Yoruch Hashulchan also says in Choshen Mishpat Sim Yudalat Sifches, Yoruch Hashulchan writes, Eroyali on the third line, that the Dayanim should write down, you know what, that we give rishus to somebody else to look it over. Otherwise, they can't do it unless, again, it's a bezel. I do want to mention one other tshuva, one point where Moshe Feinstein writes in the tshuva in 54. And we'll move to finish up. We're not going to be able to cover all the sources, but Moshe Feinstein writes, he writes, today there's no one bezel is greater than the other. It's a tshuva to Rabbi Teitz, if I look at it. Tshuva to the old Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth. Rabbi Pinchas Mordechai Pinchas Teitz, I think it was Pinchas Mordechai. It says here Mordechai Pinchas. You just had your site earlier this week. Anyway, going on Bez Elizabeth. So he writes, today we don't have a Bezin, so that's greater. No Bezin can overturn somebody else. No Bezin can overturn somebody else because we don't have more powerful Bate Din. I do want to point out, though, and to see, you'll be able to read some of the current stuff just to finish up in 10 minutes or so. There is a Gemara of Abbasra. Amalu Ravel of Papa. Rav Huna Bray Dershu. Rav told Rav Papa, this is Kuf Lamed Amid Beis in Baba Basa going over Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, which seems to point in a different direction. He said to them, if you hear a psak din from me, okay, and Chazitu Bei Pircha, you see a refutation, you think I passed them wrong, don't throw out my ruling until you speak to me, because maybe I can justify what I meant. You know what it says? Lo Tikro Ada Sisul Kamoi. It's the time I'm in, I'll tell you my reason. But Velo Hadana, if not, I'll change my mind if I'm wrong. Now that sounds like you can appeal the decision. Okay, another Bezin can look at it, another Rav can look at it, and the original Rav can change his mind. Okay, but no, notice what it says. Chazitu Beipircha, you see something wrong with the decision. Okay, and by the point, and how could it be that someone see, I thought you know how to examine the decision. So sometimes you can examine this if there's a mistake, okay? And he says, and even after, you know, even after I'm not here anymore, even lachar misa, don't overturn my decision because every dayan rules, ain la dayan ela masha ain abroz. Every dayan rules based on what he sees. That's what Rashbam explains based on psukim. Okay, I won't go into the details now, but I printed some of the psukim. You look in the Rashbam's in Kufla Amad Beis, Kufla Amad Aleph, Amad Aleph. He writes... something which is totally besvara, they should write, you know, they have to have reasons for it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu accompanies them. Okay, it says, that's Divrei Yom Beis, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Vav 58, from which the Gemara in Sanhedrin Vav with Beis says, by Yehoshaphat, it says, Ain lo dayan amash and arozah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. Okay. Now, the question is, we seem to have some conflicting views here. Because on the one hand, we saw all these cases where there's no possibility for an appeal. On the other hand, we did see certain things where Bezin can look at it, and another Bezin can look at it. And the difference seems to be, is there a clear mistake or not? That seems to be the criteria. If there's no clear-cut mistake, then there's nothing to talk about. Another Bezin should not look at it. But if you see a clear mistake, that's something else. And that emerges from a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav, the Likutim Simon Nun. Okay? You have a whole case where a woman was known to be promiscuous, and a Bezin Paskin the apostle take a shlua and did all kinds of things. But they had a baby, not to go to the bris, and suddenly all kinds of communal pressure, and they still didn't change their ways. Anyway, at the end of that tshuva, someone else tried to overturn that decision, but the Chassam Sofer also says that the situation was one where you can only overturn the decision if you see a mistake. Otherwise, you have a stira. The second paragraph that the Chassam Sofer writes, they have that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you can't overturn a bezin, because otherwise you'll have to go back and overturn all the decisions made in the days of Moshe until now. How about the Gemara Baba Basra, where we just saw in Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, going over to Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that who was it again? I forgot who the speaker was already. I told him you can't look in. The Gemara from before. What did we say? Where was that Gemara? On the 56, 55, right? Don't dismiss the case so quickly. Maybe I have a good reason. So that's the theory. What do you mean? I thought you're not supposed to overturn it at all. So he says again, because it's a question if there's a mistake or not. You look at the last paragraph. Hayotzim izeh b'dinu shemeno. Ilu haya psak v'agmius edu shalayem posim rab dino. Haya nira lanu pircha. If there's a clear mistake, then you can look into it. But not if there's not a clear mistake. And that's, he said, implied from Gemara and Makkos on Dav Zion. Okay, let's finish up. I wanted to get to what I have at the bottom of the page here. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin Perkei Gimel Pasuk Halacha Zayin writes, "Misha Nigmar Dinu Baruch Hu Baal Bezin Ain Sosins Dinu." Again, you can't overturn a case. So, bottom line, a Baal Din cannot appeal on a vague supposition. Maybe the Dana made a mistake. Then there's no room for an appeal. I'm just hoping I'll get another set of ears. They'll follow. They'll listen and they'll overturn the case. That you can't do. But if you have a clear demonstration, there was an error, there was a mistake, then you can talk about an appeal. Okay, and basically, actually, the Mordechai, it's in Hedrin in the Perek Dinim Onos Tosha, it's Remez Tufresh Ayin Vav 65. The Mordechai writes, "In Yochol Arer Al Adayanim, can I complain? Can I raise a question in a Pesach of Adayanim?" Okay, he says, "Nirele Sheyochol." But again, we said suggested only if there's a clear error. Beisosa also brings that Chosh Mishpat Simchav Hei. However, it is important to note, it's Chuvas Avkas Rochel, 67. That's Chuvas from the Beis Yosef. Yosef Karo wrote a collection of Chuvas called Avkas Rochel. In Simon Chav Aleph, he quotes this whole Chuvas. Look again. This whole Chuvas from the Radvaz. David Ibn Zemira, that's the Radvaz. For whatever the reason, in the Chuvas Avkas Rochel, he quotes a Chuvas from the Radvaz. This Chuvas says that today, we can anyway look into it. He said the whole din, look on the third line, the whole din of Chidaina Basar Daina Lo Daiki, the Bezin does not scrutinize the decision of the earlier Bezin. Hani Mili Bizmanea, that's only true in those days, in ancient times. Today we have to, because we're weaker. We don't know. We're not so experts in halacha. And the more people that can look over the case, the better. Okay. He says, look at the last line. We're not such big experts there. We're going to make a mistake. So therefore, he thinks that today it's okay to scrutinize because otherwise people are going to make a mistake. Rabbi Yonasan Abishus disagrees. In Urim Sim Yutes Siv Gimel, Sukkot and Gimel, he quotes it's not true. He quotes the Mabit also brings this right. Baz, and he says it's not true. I think Mizman is that we have that situation. To try and wrap up quickly, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeyan, Hilchos Kvod Rabbo, from Reish Mem Beis and Sif Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if there's a mistake, so the Bezin can talk to each other and other Bezin can get involved. Okay. The one I'm looking for. Generally speaking, the second line of Sim Reish Mem Beis, Sif Lamed Aleph, Chochem Sha'asa Ein Chaver Roshay Lahatir, Mishikol Adas. If he doesn't have any riots, if it's clear that he made a mistake, like we said before, then they can. If he made a mistake in a clear cut law, then you halahatir. So there is room for appeal if it's clear that there's a mistake. The Shach also says like that, okay, it has to be somebody who's on the same level, it has to be somebody who's entitled to opinion. The Chochmas Odom, and Shar Isim Heter, Klal Kuv Dalad Sifuvav, he writes, it depends. Today, so many things are accessible and so on. He says, "Kigon dvarim hamforoshim dibar poskim." We have books. We have other things. So it's not the same issue as shikol das. We can look things up. And sometimes it's clear that a person made a mistake. And of course, the person wants to overturn. He also has to bring riots. The Torah of Shulchan also says, again, in Simreish Mem Beis Sif Samach Beis in 72, Rosh Hashulchan writes again a das note that it appears that if someone is greater in learning and greater in bezin, he can make an overrule decision, okay? And he says we can't just do it misvara and the tifksam gimel. Can't just do it misvara. You have to have a good rise and so on. The last couple of things I printed, in modern times, 73. Chuvas mishpatei uzil. That's from Ben Sion Chai Uzil, who was a Sephardic rav Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, in the 1920s, under the British mandate, they set up a bezin for irurim, a bezin like a rabbinical supreme court, which is still functioning today. And it was a whole tumult whether they're allowed to or not allowed to, based on a lot of the makaros we saw. There is such a thing in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Uziel was in favor of it. This is in Krach Dalad, Chilek Kosher Mishpat Simon Aleph and Ost Tezvob. He writes about this case of this ruling of Beidina Basa Beidina Lodaiki. He says, that's not an Isser. You look back in that Gemara Baba Basa, the Kuflam and Ches, that a Bezin doesn't scrutinize. That's not an Isser. It's not a formulated, it's prohibited. It's generally not done, but if there's a good reason to do it, you do it. He said, "Halacha zulon nemar derech as har v'tzivui." It's on hug of bezdin. Okay, the bezdin operates that way. Okay, you don't generally speaking look into it. There's a good reason to look into it. Not only are you not allowed not to look into it, you must yes look into it because maybe made a mistake. Okay, especially if you notice a mistake, and therefore we cannot say in the last paragraph, "Shem mishpat Yisraeli einan noel asadelas b'fnei abikoris." The Jewish law shuts the door to examination. It's not true. Okay, if there's a psak and it's an issue, we have to look into it. And if somebody knows more and you realize a mistake is made, then you have to look into it. Oz Tes Zion, next page, he says, you sold Beis Havad, Obezin Agad, Obezin Lirurim. Okay, the concept of establishing such a Bezin Lirurim, an appellate court. Canaan, I don't agree that you can't do it. I think you have to do it. And he says that you have to give people an opportunity to cut if there's a mistake. And even though it came from the secular world, this idea of appeals, he calls it, sometimes you have to bring Yafuso Shal Yefes, right? Sometimes Yafuso Shal Yefes, but always shame. And we should establish such a thing. He was in favor of it. And at the end, he writes, Ein Bezin Hashem Yochel, Istor Psach Nerisha, Am Yim Tzubot Hoz Bedover. That's if there's a mistake. You're allowed to do if there's a mistake. Rav Adya Yosef also, Yabi Omer Chelek Beis, Chelek Hosh Mishpat Simon Beis, Oz Ches, also writes, we do have such a bezin. He's also in favor. He also says that this rule that another bezin doesn't examine is not a ruling of a halacha. You're not allowed to look into it. And he says sometimes, look in the last couple of lines. It's funny that Rabbi Yosef says this because he remembered everything. But he writes, "Ki bedoros halalu, but when Hosena Rabim shikha shikha." People forget things easily. And maybe he didn't, but most people do things, forget things easily, and they make mistakes and so on. And therefore, bizman hazeh. It's like that Radvaz we mentioned before. Bizman hazeh, Batidin should look into the activities of other Batidin. Full disclosure, in the Haredi world, they didn't accept this. Of Sternbach, Chuvitz on Hoggis, Chelik Aleph Simon Tovshin Tarivov, 75, was asked about this Bezin Shalirurim, and he's against it, and he said, we don't have to listen to them. And he says, V'lachain Tzovku Gaon Yisrael Zatzal al Bezin Lirurim Shavetzal, She'eno Ela Chuke Limin Hoge Akum. He said, yeah, this is because there's appellate courts in the world. We don't need these things and so on. But they do have it. And you look in the 76, the Piske Din, Shabbat Din Rabban Vesel Chelik Yud, page 168, actually page 180. And as Rabbi Yosef said the same thing. Today in Eretz Yisrael, when you go to a regular court of the Rabbanut, it's like you're accepting it in advance, right? That's what he says. Today, you know when you're going in, it may be reviewed by this Bezin Shel Irurim. Bottom line, Rabosa, these are some of the Makoros. In different circles accepted. I think there's a lot of room to say that can be acceptable to go to an appellate court if there's a clear mistake, and it makes sense to have a Bezin Lirurim. We don't have it here in America, and in Eretz Yisrael, not everybody listens to it, but at least now you see what some of the issues are. Wish everybody a good tovach.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
A Bezin makes a psak,